Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to Fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 35. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this program, I will be joined by Abby Bayo, founder and CEO of the Lake Foundation, a not-for-profit health organization based in London, England. During the interview, Abby will discuss the work the Lake Foundation is doing to bring awareness to the African and African Caribbean community about the importance of taking care of their health and educating them on what they can do to reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases that are so common in the community. Abby will also discuss how the name the Lake Foundation came about and how she uses the name as a tribute to her family members who passed away due to chronic illnesses. Abby is on a mission to inform, educate, and encourage the public to focus on their health and well-being because, as Abby stated in the interview, most of these diseases are preventable. Now, remember the words of Ken Hensley, who said, "I know why I'm here, and my only real focused goal is to live each day to the fullest and to try and honor God and be an encouragement to others. What the future holds is firmly in God's hands." And I am very happy about that. And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Abby Bayo obtained a Bachelor of Science degree in Medical Biochemistry from the University of Birmingham, England, in 2000. A Master's of Science degree in Clinical Biochemistry with Molecular Biology from the University of Surrey in 2001, and a Master's in Public Health from King's College in 2011. She started her career in the pharmaceutical industry, working for the American biotech company Vertex Pharmaceuticals, and after 4 years at Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Abby accepted a position at the multinational Swiss pharmaceutical company Novartis, where she worked as a scientific associate at the Novartis Horsham Research Center in West Sussex. Now, after 5 years of working in the pharmaceutical industry, Abby decided to explore a different side of research by becoming a scientific program manager at the National Cancer Research Center, based at Cancer Research UK. She now works at Ovarian Cancer Action as a healthcare project manager and has acted as a consultant for charities such as Paul's Cancer Support Center. Abby is also the CEO and founder of a new charity, the Lake Foundation, which aims to improve the health and well-being of the African and African Caribbean community, raising awareness of the diseases that are more common in the Black community, providing support to those that are concerned about their health, and conducting research to understand the barriers that the Black community experience in achieving good health and accessing the health service. I am pleased to welcome Abby Bayo to our program. Abby, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show.
I am so happy that you had the time to be here. But now, before we talk about the Lake Foundation, Abby, let's talk about you. Where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
Well, I am a bit of a mixture. So my dad is from Nigeria and my mother is from the Caribbean. And I actually was born in Nigeria and I left Nigeria when I was probably about six. And then we came over to the UK for a little while. And then I spent, then we moved to the Caribbean and I spent most of my formative years in the Caribbean. And I left when I was a teenager to go off to college. And my childhood, it was lovely. I mean, I moved around quite a bit. So three different continents. It was a wonderful experience. I have great memories of running around in Nigeria. I have great memories of the Caribbean, all the sun, the fun. So, you know, it was a lovely childhood, a mixture of cultures, and just really fun. Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. You did a lot of traveling back and forth.
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of traveling. But it's good. I think it really enhanced my experience, opened me up to different cultures. It was great. I met some really interesting people. So I think it was a really great experience and just lovely to be a little child running around in different places. So it was great.
Were you ever in the States at all?
We used to holiday in the States, so we used to go to Florida quite a bit. And my brother actually lives in Florida right now, so we've been back and forth to the States for holidays.
Oh, nice, nice. Very good. Yeah. Now, were you involved in any type of fitness programs growing up?
So while growing up, I mean, the different schools that I attended had their own sort of fitness programs. So I remember when I was in the UK for a couple of years, we did all sorts of sports. We did track and field, we did hockey, athletics, what else? We did netball, we did all sorts of sports, swimming, so lots of different, a range of different sports. And then when I moved over to the Caribbean, again, we did a range of different sports as part of the sports program. So I did volleyball, I did track and field, and I also did softball as well. But I mean, not that I was like an expert at these sports or anything. We just participated in them. They were fun. So I was involved in a few fitness programs back then.
Excellent, excellent. Did you know the importance of being active?
At the time, I didn't really know the importance of being active. I think for me, it was just fun and I got involved. I think it wasn't until later on that you realize actually the health benefits of being active. But I think as a young person, you probably don't really, you're not really thinking about that. You're just thinking about the fun aspect.
But and as a kid, you don't know that how important it is, but you're just doing it because you feel good doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the beauty of being a kid. It's just fun. Do it.
I know. Like you're so carefree and life is good exactly. And you're just running around. So, yeah.
Oh, Abby, only if that was that way with the real world, right?
I know. It's funny because, you know, you always want to grow up so quickly and become an adult. And then when you become an adult, you realize actually it was nice being a kid when everything was so carefree.
Yes, and you can't go back.
No, unfortunately. If only we could.
When did you realize you had an interest in pursuing a career in the health field?
So I think it was, when I was in the Caribbean in high school, I was always interested in the sciences. And so I thought, you know, I really, with science, there's only like a couple of different routes you can take. You can become a doctor, you can go into public health, you can go into various different, research. And so I decided to go down the route of research. So that's really in high school was when I realized that I wanted to get into the health field because I had an interest in biology and chemistry and the sciences.
Wow. You know, it's not enough people of color in those fields. So I applaud you for taking that path.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, there's not enough. There's some, but we really do need to encourage young Black children to really get involved in
yes.
The sciences, definitely.
Yes, yes. Now, what was the impetus for you starting the Lake Foundation?
Okay, well, the reason why I started the Lake Foundation, I guess, as you know, when you're living in a country like the UK or even the US, you know, the Black people are the minority. And and as a result of that, a lot of the issues that we experience, especially the health issues, are not necessarily a priority of the mainstream healthcare industry. So you'd find that, you know, the concerns that we have around health or the challenges that we have around health are not necessarily being addressed. And I felt that it was very important for us to create a charity that focused specifically on the health conditions that affect the Black community, because there was a gap. We're not really receiving that attention. And I just think that for us to improve our health, there needs to be a concerted effort and a targeted effort to reach the Black community and educate them about the health and well-being and educate them about the things that they can do to reduce their risk of developing these conditions that are more common in our community. And like you probably know, there are certain conditions like, you know, the Black community are three times more likely to develop diabetes, twice as likely to develop heart disease, twice as likely to develop stroke. You know, Black men are three times more likely to develop prostate cancer. You know, we're more likely to develop things like sickle cell and fibroids. And there's a whole range of other conditions. And I just thought it's very important for us to really focus on it, but focus on it not because as an add-on, but focus on it as a priority. So that's why I started the Lake Foundation.
Well, those are all very important reasons to have started it. That is so great. I applaud you for doing that.
Thank you.
I really do. How long has the Lake Foundation been around?
So we're a very new organization. We started in July 2013, so last year. So we're about a year and a half old.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so you call it the Lake Foundation. Now, where do you get the name the Lake Foundation from?
Lake is my mother's maiden name. So my mother, my mother's still alive, obviously, but my mother's maiden name was Lake. So she was Joan Lake. And actually, you know, the Lake Foundation really was started as a bit of a tribute to some of my uncles and aunts that passed away from various different conditions. So I've lost an aunt and uncle to cancer and various other conditions. And so it was sort of a tribute to them because I felt like I didn't really want their stories to kind of, or their experience to just be that and an experience. I wanted to use those experiences and say, okay, there's something that we can do. You don't have to lose your family members to these diseases because a lot of these diseases are preventable.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. Most, if not all, are preventable. And what would you say is the main problem, though? Why is it that not most of us don't realize the importance of prevention?
I think some of it is just really down to education. I think a lot of people, maybe, you know, health is not at the forefront of their minds. They're not thinking about it. We're not being educated enough in schools and when we're younger about the benefits of health and, you know, your health is really your wealth. So we're not educated about some of these issues. We don't realize that there's simple things that we can take to prevent ourselves from developing a range of different conditions. And I think because we don't realize that and because health is not at the forefront of our minds, there's just a low level of awareness of a lot of issues around health in the Black community, but not just the Black community, to be honest, just generally, there's a lot of, you know, misinformation, low levels of awareness, just generally across the board about health and what you can do to improve your health.
Oh, definitely. And you went ahead and mentioned a lot of the health issues facing us today. And it's the same, whether you're in the UK or if you're in the States, it's all the same. The diabetes, the heart disease, the cancer. You know, so regardless of where you are, where you're from, you're still faced with the same issues. Yeah. And so prevention, as you said, is definitely the key. But what are some of the ways in which the Lake Foundation is raising awareness throughout the community about these issues?
Well, what we're doing, first of all, we're providing information. So that is printed information. So at the moment, as we've just started, we only have one particular booklet, which is focusing on hereditary cancer. Because what we found was that a lot of people are not aware that if you have a family history of cancer, that puts you at an increased risk. So we're raising awareness of that issue. And the way that we're raising awareness is that we've put together a booklet and that we're working with other organizations to raise awareness of that particular issue. And as we grow and develop, we'll be developing a whole range of information, printed material, printed booklets and information around a range of different health issues. And the next one we'll be developing is one around fibroids. So that's just one way. Another way is that we go out into the community, we go to churches, we go to community groups, and we give presentations on a range of different health issues. So we give presentations on things like breast cancer, prostate cancer, fibroids, so a range of different issues. And then, of course, we have our website. So on our website, we have a lot of information about various different health issues. We have what we call our learning zone, and we've put information about conditions that are more common in the Black community. So we have issues around information about diabetes, we have information about sickle cell, we have information about a range of different issues, heart disease, on our website. And then we also have a blog. So we blog about, we have a blog, so every week we blog about various different health issues that are topical and that we think would be interesting to the Black community. And so in that way, we're providing information. And then we also have on our news section, we try to sort of raise awareness of particular health issues that are out there, basically global issues, national issues, local issues as well. So those are the ways that we're raising awareness.
Well, that's wonderful. You're doing a lot of important work. I really love hearing this, Abby.
Thank
you. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I do. Now, do you operate throughout the UK or just the London area?
Well, primarily, because we're based in London, we do a lot of our work in London. But obviously, through social media, we're able to reach people, you know, outside of London, and we're also able to reach people internationally. But, you know, if we do get requests to give talks outside of London, we're very happy to go outside of London and give presentations and obviously send information to people who are outside of London as well. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, great. Now, as we talked about heart disease and diabetes and these other chronic illnesses, do you talk about nutrition?
We haven't touched a lot on nutrition per se, but what we do is we generally encourage people to have a healthy lifestyle. So we've written a couple of articles around sugar. There's been a lot of issues around sugar in the media recently about the fact that a lot of products that we drink every day, so orange juices, your smoothies, have a lot of sugar that we didn't realize. So we've been writing a lot of articles about that, and we generally encourage people to just have a healthy lifestyle, because we know that eating a healthy diet will reduce risk of developing things like cancer. It's also implicated in fibroids, so we just generally encourage people to eat a healthy diet, lots of fruits and vegetables and that kind of thing. But we haven't have a specific nutrition program, but hopefully in the future we're hoping to have things like healthy cooking classes and getting people to think about how they can eat African Caribbean food in a healthy way.
Yes, I would definitely recommend that you focus as soon as you can, because you're relatively new.
Yeah,
definitely on nutrition and anything that we can do over here to give you, lend a hand, advice, whatever. Don't hesitate to let us know, okay?
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much. We'd probably take you up on that offer, so yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to – look, the world is a small place thanks to the internet, you know, and social media. So we can connect and talk about ways in which we – what we do here and how it can perhaps benefit the work you're doing and complement the work you're doing in the UK.
Oh,
you know?
That would be great. That would be great, because, I mean, like, we all have the same issues, so it's better to work.
Yes.
Better, definitely.
Oh, definitely, Abby. So, as you know, I'm the president of Body Sculpt of New York. It's a not-for-profit health and fitness organization here in the States. Our focus is on obesity prevention. Now, obesity, is that a major issue in the UK?
It is. It's quite a big issue. I don't think it's such a bigger issue as it is over in the US. But over in the UK, we do have an issue with obesity. I think recently there was a report out about that there's a lot of childhood obesity right now. And I think the government are really going to try to get kids a bit more active so that they can just weight and so that we can tackle this obesity problem. So obesity is a bit of a problem over here, definitely.
Okay, great. That's a good. Well, it's not great that's a problem, but it's good to know. We know that the importance of it, because obesity is a risk factor for so many of these diseases, right?
It is.
Do you also offer health screenings at all at the Lake Foundation?
We don't offer health screenings. And the reason for that, though, is that a lot of screening in the UK is free. I don't know, you might not be aware of our healthcare system over here, but healthcare over here is free to the masses. So there's a lot of screening that is free. So people can get their breast screens, those are free. Prostate screening, if you want to get a PSA test, that's free. So most things like that are actually free in the UK. What we would do, though, is that we would make sure that people realize that those things are free and they actually access those services. And so we'd encourage people to get screened if they need to get screened and if it's appropriate for them to get screening.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Well, that's good to know that you guys have that service for free.
Yeah.
That's really important.
It is.
Now, do you sponsor community events that focus on your work, prevention, or anything like that?
So, I mean, what we do, like I said, we go out into the community and we organize health awareness presentations and talks and things like that. So, for example, we have a project right now where we're working with churches to raise awareness of prostate cancer. So, I mean, in terms of sponsoring, not that we sponsor, but we work with them, we organize events in collaboration with other organizations and with community groups.
That was my next question, because it's important, I think, that we collaborate with other organizations, other community groups that are like-minded, right?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, we're all for collaboration, because I think a lot of us have the same goals, the same objectives. And, you know, by working together, we can really have a bigger impact. And so we do work together with a lot of other charities. So, for example, with this prostate cancer project that we're working on, it's actually a collaboration between churches, but also another charity called Prostate Cancer UK. So we're working in collaboration with them to reach Black men about prostate cancer, and we're doing that through going to Black churches. Another collaboration that we have is that we're working with a charity called Breast Cancer Care. So we're doing a little bit of consultancy work with them, because they're developing a new service for ethnic minority women that have been affected by breast cancer. So we do think it's very important to collaborate with other organizations, because by coming together, we all have our different skills, and we can that way we can really have a greater impact and make a bigger difference.
Oh, most definitely, because, you know, we can't do it alone.
No. Definitely not.
Now, I understand you work at the Ovarian Cancer Action as a healthcare project manager. Has it been difficult working full time while operating the Lake Foundation?
Well, to be honest, right at this point, I'm actually working with Ovarian Cancer Action part-time. So when I started the Lake Foundation last year, I was working full-time with Ovarian Cancer Action. And I was working on the Lake Foundation in my free time, so evenings and weekends. And at that point, that was fine because, you know, it was all at the beginning stages, and I was doing a lot of the planning and the preparation and the writing project plans. So it was fine and I could juggle both the Lake Foundation and Ovarian Cancer Action. So that was fine. But as we started to now implement a lot of our projects, I needed to really focus a bit more attention on the Lake Foundation. So what I do now, and which is really nice, Ovarian Cancer Action have been very supportive, is that they've allowed me to work part-time. So I work 3 days a week for Ovarian Cancer Action, and then I focus the rest of the time of my week basically on the Lake Foundation. So it's a really nice balance. So I get to work, you know, with my normal everyday job, bringing in a bit of money to pay the bills, but then I still can do my passion, which is the Lake Foundation. So it works really well. It's perfect. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to do both of them.
Wow, that's awesome. I mean, we definitely have a lot in common there. So you're able to pay the bills with your Ovarian Cancer Action.
Yes.
And work on your passion, which is the Lake Foundation.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, the work that I do with Ovarian Cancer Action, I really, really enjoy it. It's very interesting. So actually, I'm quite passionate about both of them because they're both health-related issues.
Yes.
I've been working in the cancer field for quite a long time. But I appreciate that I have the opportunity to do two jobs that are quite interesting. So.
You're right. And with the Lake Foundation, you can actually reach a lot more people in the community, though.
Actually, that's true because obviously Ovarian Cancer Action is very niche. We're focusing on one disease.
Yes.
And with the Lake Foundation, I'm focusing on lots of different diseases
Exactly.
on a different community as well. I'm focusing on the Black community, which is great.
Exactly. Now, do you have a staff of people working with you, volunteer or otherwise?
So we have volunteers that help out with the Lake Foundation. We don't have paid staff at the moment because we don't have funding to cover paid staff, but we have volunteers that help out. And obviously I'm working as a volunteer, and I do most of the work with the Lake Foundation. And we have a trustee. So my husband is a trustee of the foundation, and he is an IT consultant. So he does a lot of IT stuff. And then another trustee is a doctor. She's a surgeon, and she gives us a lot of advice, a lot of medical advice. So we have the three of us who are sort of volunteers and trustees, and we have volunteers that help us and who come to events and who help us out like that. So it's all volunteer led, to be honest, at the moment.
Hey, look, I understand fully. So is my organization, actually. Okay. Volunteer led. But has it been hard for you to find volunteers to support your program?
Not necessarily. I'd have to say the first few months I wasn't really looking for a lot of volunteers. I just needed to get my head down, get the project plans going, get all the planning sorted out. So I wasn't really looking for volunteers at the beginning. It's only now that we've started to look for volunteers, and people are very willing to help, which is really nice. So it's great. I mean, we will probably be recruiting a lot more volunteers in next year, 2015, as we develop some other projects, because we're looking at developing a nice project around fibroids and providing information and support to women with fibroids. So as we develop that project, we're going to need quite a few volunteers. And I'm very positive about it and encourage that people will volunteer and help.
Oh, I think you'll be very successful with that, because like you said, people definitely want to help. You just have to show them how.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have a awesome website, and as long as they can go to the website and see what you're doing, it's going to attract a lot of attention.
I hope so.
Oh yeah, no, look, you're going to be fine. You know, don't worry about a thing. You'll be okay. Just keep doing what you're doing, because it's important. Our health, like you said, is our wealth. Mm-hmm. And more people are starting to realize it. No matter how much money you have, if you don't have your health, you might as well be broke, you know, because you can't fix it.
Yeah, you can't do anything if you don't have your health.
You can't do anything, Abby. So you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, my next question to you, though, as head of the not-for-profit organization, has it been a challenge trying to raise funds or write grants for your Lake Foundation?
In in terms of raising funds, it has been a bit of a challenge, and I think it's because of the economic climate. There's less funding going around, so it has been a bit of a challenge to raise funds. But at the same time, there have been organisations that have been quite supportive, like Croydon Council, which is the borough that we're based in London, Croydon Council. They've been very supportive, and they funded one or two of our projects. And also a pharmaceutical company gave us a little bit of funding as well. So there have been companies and organisations that have been quite supportive. But funding is, I think funding will always be a challenge for a nonprofit organization. And so we will just continue to do what we can to try and raise our profile, raise awareness that we exist. And we hope that by all the work that we do, that people will see that we are a serious organization. We want to achieve great things. And based around that, hopefully people will feel led to donate or feel led to encourage their companies to support us in whatever way. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think you're on the right track, because, again, that's how I found you. I believe you followed me on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I followed you back, and I said, hey, we're doing similar work here. Let's work together. Let me interview you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, which was so great, and I appreciate it. So thank you.
Exactly. No, you're welcome. This is so important. Now, how do you promote the services that the Lake Foundation provides?
We do a lot of social media, so Facebook and Twitter. So we've got a cancer support group, an African Caribbean cancer support group. And the way that we promote that is that we have been working with hospitals in our area, and the hospitals refer people over to to our cancer support group. So if somebody comes in and they've just been diagnosed with cancer and they're from an African Caribbean background, they'll refer them on to us. So that's the way we promote the support group. But our services, generally, we promote it through Facebook, Twitter. We also ask other organizations to help us promote any events that we have. So there are lots of websites that we try to put our events on. And I guess a lot of word of mouth as well. So, you know, people have heard about us through a friend or something like that. So, yeah, so we do use a multiple or lots of different ways to promote our services. We haven't gone down the route yet of paying for advertising, but once we get a bit more funding, we will target sort of like the black media and that kind of thing so that we can raise awareness of what we're doing.
Right. Have you done any what they call crowdfunding?
We haven't. I've kind of looked into it and researched it a little bit, but we haven't actually done it yet. I think it might be something that we'll consider in the future, definitely, because I think that's a good way to kind of tap into our community and, you know,
yes,
make them feel like they're a part of the organization and they're a part of where we're going. So I think it will be something that we will look into in the future.
Exactly. Maybe pull together some T-shirts and give them away for people who support you on a certain level. There's all kind of ways to do it. So that's good.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Now, what are the future goals of the Lake Foundation?
So I think the immediate future is that we want to continue with our cancer information and awareness project. We want to build that up a lot more. We want to be able to get out there into the community and really make sure that every single black person in the UK and beyond knows what the signs, symptoms and risk factors and what you can do to prevent yourself from developing cancer are. We also want to develop our fibroids project. So this is a project that we're looking at because we know that a lot of black women develop fibroids, but there's not a lot of information and support. So we did a survey to understand the needs of black women with fibroids. And what we want to do is take forward the findings from that survey to develop our information and support program. So those are the two things for the immediate future. But generally speaking, I guess we want to be the go-to organization for black people who have health conditions and health concerns and who want information around health. So I think in general, that's sort of our future goals.
Sounds really good. I like that.
Thanks.
Now, if my listeners wanted to learn more about the Lake Foundation, where can they go?
Well, you can go to our website. So that's www.thelakefoundation.com. You can check us out on Facebook. So that is, you know, facebook.com/The Lake Foundation. Or if you like to tweet, you can check us out on Twitter. We're at The Lake Found. So that's the way, those are the ways that you can get. Or you can email us at info@thelakefoundation.com.
Perfect. Email you at info@thelakefoundation.com as well.
Yes.
Abby, anything else you would like to share with my listeners about The Lake Foundation?
Said it all, but really just to say thank you to you for giving us this opportunity to speak to you and your listeners. You know, if people have any particular questions about their health, they are very welcome to get in touch with us at info@thelakefoundation.com, or please do visit our website. And just generally, if you have any suggestions about particular health conditions that we should be focusing on, we're always keen to get feedback. So please do tell us and we will sort of look at it and see if that's something that we can add to our website and our learning zone. That's it.
Well, that is great. Abby, on behalf of BodyScope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for sharing information with my listeners about the Lake Foundation.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate the invitation to be on the show, and thank you very much.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeks.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.